It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, and it is brought to you by, speaking of, Visit Cleburne. Well, while Memorial Day has recently, and over the years perhaps, become more associated with the backyard barbecues and the pool parties. In fact, a recent poll I saw just this morning, 52% of Americans think Memorial Day has lost its original meaning. Only 60% of these say remembering America's fallen troops is the first thing they associated with now. And that includes, it's a generational gap. They're about 48% of Gen Zers. So as we celebrate Memorial Day Monday and through the weekend, remembering those who have made the ultimate sacrifice serving our government and U.S. Armed Forces. There's one, country music often vocalizes love for country, but perhaps no louder and none more often than Toby Keith. Toby Keith participated and performed over 18 USO tours over the years. Those tours took him to 17 countries, performed ultimately for well over a quarter of a million of our U.S. troops. And when it comes to the song American Soldier, this is several years after courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. But in the same vein, in a softer tone, Toby buddied up with his songwriting buddy, Chuck Cannon, to write this song. In fact, it was after a recent USO tour that, back on the plane to the States, he started basically writing down the setting for this while he was on the plane. And Toby said simply, "This one was written for all the times that I got to meet the troops on all those USO tours." Came out in 2003, second song from the Shock and Y'all album, and it sat at number one on the charts for 4 weeks, an entire month. It also cracked the top 30 on the all-genre Billboard Hot 100. Toby Keith, of course, never served, but there was that time in 2008 when he was in Kandahar, Afghanistan, performing for the troops, and a mortar attack interrupted the show. Years later, other servicemen and women would talk about that, witness accounts, and Toby downplayed how actually serious that night was.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Took cover, and then after, signed autographs, started the concert.
Gotta go.
Back
gotta
up, work. Didn't miss a beat. For the nearly 1.2 million we have lost.
I'm just trying to be.